And of course, not to interrupt you, but there's the issue of Don Barry's presentation and looking at ER positive and ER, not to get too far out on a tangent, but I think that's kind of along the same line in terms
Absolutely. And what Don Barry showed at San Antonio in December of 2004 was that the principal gains for the tweaks to the chemotherapy regimens are realized in the ER negative patients, and by contrast, in the ER positive patients, it's not so clear, particularly when you factor in the effect of menopause, it's not so clear that the newer chemotherapy regimens are that much better.
And I guess the other sort of data set that what you're talking about now, of course, is what you brought up in your JCO editorial, is also sort of the Oncotype DX thing, where you see patients with ER-positive, PR-positive tumors. Granted, it's based on the genomic health assay, but you can differentiate a big difference in terms of effect based on some of these markers.
So let's just talk about hormone therapy then in HER2-negative patients. I mean, we know, for instance, that HER2-positive patients are more likely to be resistant to tamoxifen. We know that HER2-positive tumors that are also ER-positive have lower absolute levels of expression of estrogen receptor. This contributes to relative resistance to endocrine therapy. Once you take out those relatively resistant tumors, it means that tamoxifen accomplishes more than you previously gave a credit for. There's also data from Matt Ellis and from others that aromatase inhibitors, when compared to tamoxifen, are particularly advantageous in women whose tumors are ER positive and HER2 positive. And similarly, in the retrospective analysis that Mitch Dowsett has reported for the ATAC trial, that women whose tumors are ER positive but PR negative, there's a particular advantage for using the AI over tamoxifen. Those tumors also tend more likely to be HER2 positive. The point is, once you factor in the HER2 status, it's not clear that HER2-negative tumors need, for instance, an aromatase inhibitor versus tamoxifen. Then you throw in the Oncotype DX testing, and again, the higher-risk tumors, which tend to be HER2-positive, that's a major component of the Oncotype DX algorithm, those are the ones that particularly get benefit from chemotherapy on top of tamoxifen treatment. So once you take out the HER2-positive tumors, we know nothing about how to treat just HER2-negative breast cancer. And I think that this is a very critical problem for talking to patients. I mean, you know, if you want to tell a patient who has a 2.4 centimeter ER and PR-positive tumor that is HER2-negative what the benefits of chemotherapy are, what study can you point to? There's not a single trial out there that selected out the HER2-positive patients. And that's a real challenge.